This episode of Innovations in Education is brought to you by Adobe Sign. Adobe Sign helps schools go paperless, which revolutionizes the business of running an institution. Use Adobe Sign to create seamless workflows that are simple for staff and students to complete and can save your school both time and money, reduce errors, increase security and compliance, and foster operational resiliency. From HR, finance, and procurement forms, to student-facing forms like IEPs and device consent forms. Paperless workflows powered by Adobe Sign create digital experiences in schools that make life a little easier for the entire campus community. Okay, hello, and welcome to Innovations in Education, Higher Ed Edition. My name is Kevin Hogan. I'm editor-at-large at eSchool News. I'm glad you found us. And welcome to the inaugural podcast for Innovations Education, specifically for eCampus News. Excited to start this particular journey. Have been working for a while with eSchool on the K-12 sector. Obviously, lots of really interesting and important things happening in the higher ed space. I'm just really happy and excited to be able to cover it in these crazy times. As a journalist, it's a lot of interesting stories. So let's just get started this week and look at some of the top things that are happening and posted to eCampus News. I guess in terms of the back to school and back to campus, obviously the pandemic still takes top billing when it comes to how colleges and universities are continue to adjust in this crazy time. There's something that has continued to fester, even it was there before the pandemic, but continues and has been even worse. And that is the threat of cybersecurity. In fact, in some ways, the pandemic has made the situation, which was already bad, even worse. The Israeli-American cybersecurity group Checkpoint Software tracked a massive increase in the targeting of the education space worldwide. 29% rise in attacks from the first half of the year, with an average of more than 1,700 attacks per week. So that's something that is, you know, it's a constant war. It's a constant battle. And in the following of that news, I had the opportunity to talk with Mark Dean, Senior Systems Administrator, Morehouse School of Medicine. And he talks about all the various strategies that they've had to use recently to kind of continue this ongoing battle. Took a little piece of the snippet here. Have a listen.
You click on it and it opens a PDF and it says, oh, you need to open, you need to put a password in there or anything like that. That's why I don't have a lot of confidence that this is something that can be solved because in this case, it's the users who are giving them what they want. They replicate a password field, make it look like they're logging into something, they make it look like our webpage or whatever. So you really can't blame them, even though we tell them, well, don't click on links in email. It's just too much, I think, for users to really get a handle on. And it's really hard from security side to manage that because, you know, links, how do you know a link is good or bad? The ransomware people use Amazon services, just like we use Amazon services. So it's really hard to get that. The other thing, though, is some stuff comes in from unpatched systems. So when I hear of a company that got hit with ransomware and it was an unpatched system, my sympathy gets lower from that because there's really no excuse for that, you know, yeah. Especially if you're Windows, they don't even charge for updates. So there's no reason why an assistant administrator would ever be behind in patching. I mean, I know we're all busy, but
yeah,
that's an easy win because most ransomware is two things, actually. It's clicking on something and then it's exploiting some problem with the PC, some unpatched thing. And then they do things like pivoting where they'll gain administrator access. And then now they got that for this one user. Now they go look at the network using the same tools we use to manage the network. They're going to enumerate the network. They're going to say, well, if this password worked here, maybe it'll work here. And then they look for your servers and they look for your backups. And then you have a rough week.
Yeah. Is there anything about the fact that Morehouse is a medical school or just when you're talking about that sort of work that they're doing that makes the data that much more, I don't know, less secure or more important to protect when it comes to, you know, medical images or private health information out of, you know, patients possibly that are working in the school? Talk a little bit about if there are any extra layers of concern on your part from a network perspective, because we're talking about a medical institution.
There is only because we have clinics, so we have healthcare data. So we have actual patients out in the remote clinics, and that kind of data is a prime target because it's got a lot of information that can be used to steal identities. So my understanding is ransomware people go after that kind of data. Now I read somewhere that they're not going to hit healthcare places, but I don't know if you can trust people who do this kind of thing. Someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
And we get not just spam, we get phishing emails every day. There's not a day that goes by that some phishing email doesn't come to somebody. So we're constantly being hit. I mean, they may not even know who we are. These are coming from other countries and all that stuff. So
yeah, it's just kind of random attacks, right? News this week out of Wiley Education Services, which is a division of Wiley, they released their inaugural Powering Education Partner Transparency and Outcomes Report. This is in order to provide new insights to what they say are the career-connected education services that they provide to university partners. The report examines affordability, partnership models, customer satisfaction, and student outcomes. Reports reflect positively on Wiley's results compared to other online providers. The report also looks at their connections with over 7 universities worldwide where they deliver these sort of services. We had the opportunity to talk to Todd Zipper, president of Wiley Education, to go a little deeper inside. Have a listen. Todd, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
You too. Thanks for being here, Kevin.
Well, let's just get right into it. Tell us the purpose behind the report. You know, it's not exactly a time to be during a pandemic to be putting these sort of things together. So it must have been difficult. But so give us some of the findings and why you thought there was a reason for this sort of data.
Yeah, well, you know, online education.